Time Hopper, written by Os Ibrahim, and narrated by Martin Wolford. Acknowledgements. Dear M.A., I'm writing to express my appreciation for all that you have done for me. Words cannot fully convey how I truly feel. Thank you seems so inadequate. Your unwavering support, encouragement, and guidance have been the most important factors that have gotten me this far. You have been with me through thick and thin, and you always come through with words of advice or motivation when I need it most. Through it all, you have been there for me without fail. Every time I think about it, I can't help but feel like there must be something special about me to have you as my closest ally. I have written this novel, Time Hopper, as a gift for you. You have been one of the few constant figures in my life. I hope you enjoy reading it. I would not have been able to write it without the support and guidance you have provided me in terms of my own self-confidence and insights about my own past experiences, future goals, and how to reach them. You are an incredible friend and mentor, and I am grateful to you from the bottom of my heart for everything that you do. I hope one day to be able to pay forward all the kindness that you have shown me. Love, Os. Time Hopper is also dedicated to Linda N., Amanda M., Hisham A., Nicole G. Thank you for everything. Chapter 1. Dan felt like there was an invisible canopy above him, enclosing him in a space of emotional turmoil, blocking him off from the liveliness and joy that was outside and out of his reach. Its tarpaulin of despondency hung over him, its very presence an immense pressure upon his soul. He was drowning, slowly sinking down to the bottom as the gravitas of his depression increased almost every second. He'd even lost the will to pray for salvation. Any way out of this would be welcome, even one that would be his final action in life. What was he so depressed about, one might wonder? The reason for Dan's present emotional situation has driven many to the same state, monotony. Since he finished school and gained a job, Dan's life always felt scripted. He woke up all alone without a girlfriend or family, went to work and faced horrible treatment from some of his colleagues, and came back home to spend time alone in his pajamas while his peers were out enjoying the city's nightlife. He couldn't even try to imitate them as he had no friends to imitate. Loneliness was a fundamental feature of his existence, and though it always bothered him, he was never able to escape his sheltered and isolated upbringing. Dan had limited social skills and struggled to make friends in school. Now he didn't even have family to rely on for company, as both his parents were overseeing a wildlife documentary in Africa. They barely called him once a year. His parents' neglect was not new, but had been the main cause of his early sheltered life. They only ever attended to his basic well-being, ensuring he had 3 square meals, clothes, and was alive. Anything else they ignored as they went around chasing their dream of adventuring and discovering wild places with interesting animals and plants. Back then, Dan had been so shy that instead of going out to find friends, he turned to books for company. This had the side effect of making him extraordinarily intelligent, but now he was beginning to wonder if becoming a bibliophile was the best course of action. He regretted not having friends. His parents, he realized now, were not the only ones responsible for his current situation. He had also contributed with his young decision to find companionship exclusively in narrative pages. Did his vast knowledge help him in life? Of course it did. It helped him to obtain an aeronautical engineering job at a civilian agency that paid him $15 million every year, allowing him to accumulate wealth of over $300 million as he didn't have anything he spent money on. Newsflash, lack of a social life can really boost one's savings rate. His resolve to get
Sample complete. Ready to continue?